So what's our big holiday this week?
Christmas.
I'm hoping it's not Christmas. Otherwise, Jeannie and I have a lot to pull together in the next 2 days. It's Thanksgiving, right? Right. And so I thought it would be really cute to give these to you. It's this little prayer, and it's about, I guess there's a story, you might have heard it at school, that when the people that came from England, the pilgrims, came over, and they met the people that were already here, the indigenous natives, Americans that were here, they had like some kind of festival together, a big meal, and there's a poem about having sharing corn, and that all they had was 5 kernels of corn. And someone gave this to me, and I thought it was a pretty cute little poem, and maybe you guys might want to, or prayer, excuse me, you might like it to do at your Thanksgiving, because it gets you thinking about what we should be thankful for. And there's a piece of scripture that tells us what we should be thankful for. So the scripture is, well, I need somebody to read this. Do you guys feel, anyone feel like reading, 1 or 2 people? Uh-oh. Don't make eye contact with me, right? All right. You want to do it, Will? Okay, come on over here. So first, Will, how about you read us? This is from 1 Thessalonians. It's one of the letters written to the early believers.
Yes. Okay. Be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to live.
Thank you. That was great. Good reading. So it says, be cheerful all the time, pray all the time, thank God all the time. This is how Jesus wants us to live. So the poem is about the 5 kernels of corn, or the prayer says the first kernel of corn reminds us that God loves us. You guys all know that, right? So God loves us. The second one reminds us that God gives us everything we need, right? Third, it reminds us of all our friends that God has given us. The fourth one reminds us of all the people that God has given us to love. And the fifth one reminds us that God hears our prayers and answers us. So, we all know God loves us, right? What does God provide for you guys?
Food, water,
shelter.
Beds.
Beds to sleep in. Yep, friends. What else does God... Family. So who are the friends God has given us? Does anyone here have a best friend? Yeah? Good friends? Cousins? Siblings? So we have friends. And then who has God given us that loves us? Who really loves us? Jesus loves us. Who else loves you? Your family. Who has grandparents? Oh, yeah. They're the best, huh? They love you so much. Does anyone here ever get in trouble after Grandma and Grandpa's loved them too much, and they come home with a lot of stuff? Yeah, that's great. And then God hears our prayers, right? So when do we pray to God? What did the scripture say? Pray to God when? All the time. So I'm going to give each of you guys one of these. You can use it at your Thanksgiving dinner. All right, as a reminder of all the things to pray for and how much God loves you. So, will you pass these out? Can you take one and pass them to the next person? If you want, you can walk around and pass one to everybody. Okay, so anybody have anything extra special they're thankful for this Thanksgiving? We had homes, friends, family, beds, food. What else? Anybody thankful for Buddy? Yeah, yeah. How many think Buddy might jump up and eat food off my Thanksgiving table? Yeah, everyone at youth group knows. Thank you so much. Well, let's say a prayer in Thanksgiving. Does anyone feel called to pray? Now nobody will look at me at all. All right, well, get closer, you guys. And Will? No, okay, come on, get closer. We'll say a prayer, and I need to bless your hands before you go and make sandwiches for people who don't have food and who may not have beds or homes. Okay, so put your hands out so I can bless them in our prayer. Dear God, please bless all these hands that are going to make food for everybody this morning who needs it at Mary's Kitchen. And we thank you for the ability to share our food and to celebrate everything we're happy about and thankful for this week. Please bless those we love. Amen. All right, so guys, go have a good time making the sandwiches, and we'll see you later. And Donna, do you need help? One more person who feels inclined to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, or, oh, Alex, excellent. Perfect. And Sammy, excellent. Do you need Ben, or are you those okay? All right, thank you, guys.